Oh, hello, everybody. Welcome to the After Show Show, the big ass of the week.
Yeah, we have to. I've no ruler now to make sure you're socially distant.
Get over there, you.
I reckon that the secret to working it out, right, whether you're far enough away is, you have to imagine, if you fell over, would you hit the other person?
I'd be headbutting you right in the nads now if I fell over there. We're definitely not far enough away from each other. Well, we're as far as we can get from each other, I suppose.
Physically, as far as it's humanly possible.
We need to get the old little bit of perspex. Have you seen that? The Lidls are getting perspex up to shield them from the customers and everything.
Are they?
All the cashiers and everything. Yeah, I think we need to get something like that.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Or else just, should we have our normal studios? Just like the literally to 10 or 15 minutes a week now.
Yeah.
We're going to be able to share a room.
It's extraordinary.
It's mad, isn't it? Yeah. So how are you getting on?
We'll have to, maybe we should get crash helmets.
Yeah, well.
You know what I mean? You could bring in your own crash helmet.
I have a couple of crash helmets.
You could bring in your motorbike helmet. I'll buy one.
Me taking it off my head and putting it onto yours is probably the exact opposite thing we're supposed to be doing. So this is mad. And this is our first real weekend of us finishing and going into the sort of social isolation thing.
Yeah.
Because last weekend it kind of fell on top of us. We'd no choice in the matter because it was St. Patrick's thing. We were actually already on our holidays.
Yeah.
And then they all of a sudden, the arse fell out of the world, really.
It's just how quickly, that's the part that I can't get my head around. It's how quickly everything happens.
I know, and it's going to be mad. I'd say, they're saying by the end of next week, we've got 15,000 cases or something.
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
15,000 sounds phenomenal. What are we at now, 500?
Something like that, just over 500 or whatever. Isn't that mad?
It's crazy.
It's got the stage now, I'm meeting more people now than ever. Because I'm out walking the dogs all the time.
Everybody else is
and
out
everybody's
now.
Out walking their dog. So I'm meeting people I haven't met for months.
Yeah.
So every time someone goes, I met a fella, and it's making things worse because I'm after meeting a hairdresser there, and she says that, right, here's what happens, right? Okay, right, what's going to happen, right, is the IRA, right, I'm going to cordon off my lockdown, right? And the IRA, right, they sneak in your window at night and they stick a tester up your hole, right? And then they sniff it. And if it smells like you have the virus, right, they take your kneecaps and they use them as masks to stop them getting. So all this shite that's going around about the rumours are just so. Thankfully, I've learned that everything on WhatsApp is a lie.
Yeah.
It's shite. Last night on WhatsApp, the big one going around was Revolut is closing down. Did you see that one?
No.
Oh, that was a huge one. They had to respond to it today. Revolut is closed. Get your fucking money or the Revolut. They're going bust. They're going fucking buy. Get it out. The fuck, get it out. You're going to lose every penny you have on Revolut. Of course, Revolut
was all rubbish.
Well, not only was it rubbish, Revolut says, because of all of this, we've gone up in value 500 million because no one wants to handle cash anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
So now they're going into the corporate world and everything. So it's everything you see.
It's like all of those things. How many times now at this stage, right, whatever we are in officially, how many times have you had the WhatsApp message that said, now listen, you know what I mean? And it was supposed to be a voice message from somebody.
Yeah, my auntie's brother's dog, right?
Exactly. What I heard is that the army and the navy and all of the other members of the village people are all going to be out cordoning off the whole city.
Yeah.
But everybody, and every time it turned out to be a lie.
Every time.
And every time it's been put around, now, this lad, tell you who this guy is. This lad is, he's in Vincent's hospital.
Yeah.
Now, okay, in fairness, he only lives in the car park, but you know what I mean?
Oh, come here. It's mad. I got a message from someone who in my family going, come here. I live across the road from a paramedic. Right? No shit.
Yeah.
I'm only after being talking to him. Now, this is first hand, myself, I was only talking to him.
Yeah.
And he's after telling me that they're sterilising the fire engines. So, right? So the army can put people into the back of them. Right? And you go, this is fucking nonsense.
But the amount of times
those are nonsense.
And you think,
but you get caught up in it.
But the weird thing about it is you think, well, like, because it turns out to be fake, somebody deliberately faked it.
Somebody went to the trouble of
actually acting out the whole thing of, listen, I've heard from a guy, all of that. Like, they actually, I mean, like, what a waste of time. Do you know what I mean? On their part.
Yeah.
The effort that they put in.
It's mad.
To trying to basically just make other people panic.
Oh, yeah. Just like, this would be a great bit of crack.
Yeah.
Wankers.
Mad.
Absolute wankers.
Mad. Anyway, what are you going to be doing now all over the weekend? Same as you do any other weekend
yeah,
for you.
Literally, I suppose, yeah. Although this weekend, like I was telling you, what I'm going to do tonight, I'm going to go and get a nice big fancy, there's a deadly restaurant down the road that it's too expensive for me to normally eat in, to be honest with you. I've been in it like twice in my life, and yeah, every time I come out, I go, that was nice, but Jesus, it's going to hurt the whole world. I'm in the wallet this time. So I'm going to go in there, and I'm going to get myself, because they never do takeout normally, but now they only do takeout.
Yeah.
So I'm going to collect the old bag at the door, bring that back to the house. I'm going to pour myself a stiff, flat fizzy, as you called it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to have a big TV night tonight, I suppose, and then walk the legs off the dogs tomorrow, because we don't know if we'll be allowed out for much longer.
What about, remember you got your fitness equipment?
I got two dumbbells, yeah.
Yeah. So have you used them yet?
You mind your own business, right?
Have you done that with them?
Why are you asking me personal questions?
Excuse me. I use them to keep the door open so I don't have to handle the handle.
Yeah.
Obviously.
I'm going to use the
flat what else would you be using them for?
I'm going to use the flat out the bed cover so I can eat me plate. Yeah, I haven't done a thing since I bought them. And the panic I went into to get them as well.
Yeah.
Because fitness equipment.
I've got a treadmill, right? I got it second hand off my sister, right?
Yeah.
Years ago. And it's set up in it's in the upright position in the bedroom, right? And of course I was thinking, well, you know, with the gym closing and all that, I'll be able to use the treadmill, and I have a couple of kettlebells or whatever, you know. Yeah, that hasn't gone as well as I originally would have anticipated.
Do you know what I've realised? I'm shite at stockpiling.
Yeah.
I'm shite at it because I don't want to stockpile, right? Because it's stockpiling is stealing. That's what it is. You're stealing from your neighbours. That's all
it is. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're just being
hogging.
You're just being a wank, right? If you go out and buy a load of stuff that you don't need, you wouldn't know, you're just being a fucking wanker. So I don't want to stockpile. But what I found myself doing is, I go out and buy me a little bit of this, maybe the four bags of rice there. Maybe I'll get five cans of tuna. And I'll get four chicken fillets. And then I go, right, and on the way home, right, I'm going to need 9 books.
Yeah.
I haven't read one of them. I haven't even opened them. 9 books, 2 dumbbells. Because I can't go to the gym. I haven't picked them. They're still in the cardboard box I got them in.
You're the worst stockpiler ever.
Worst stockpiler ever. Yeah. So I've got dumbbells.
Tell you something, I need all these dumbbells.
Yeah, I bought 9 books and 2 Jack's Rolls. The worst.
Those books are never going to get read, but you'll be tearing pages out of them to wipe your arse at some point.
I'll be wiping me home at War and Peace by the end of this.
Yeah, I ran out of Jack's Roll, but luckily I have this great philosophical tome that I can always turn to.
My new way of saying I go to the toilet now is I go to the Jack's and people go, are you going for a chapter one or a chapter two? This is definitely a chapter two. It might take a while.
Worst stockpiler ever.
The worst stockpiler ever. Oh, stuff that nobody needs.
I mean, the weird thing about it is, why would you buy? But you don't even read books. You listen to them all the time.
Once to reiterate the point.
Yes, but you can't wipe your arse with an audio book.
Yeah, I'm not going to wipe my arse with my headphones now, am I, Jim?
Don't be ridiculous, Jim, for God's sake.
You'll get a disease doing that. Yeah, so it's...
And what were the books? Were they sort of...
Oh, they were doing 3 for a tenner up on the spar. So I went in and I was there.
Mills and Boone, were they?
It was like the Ark by numbers. Yeah, colouring books and all.
Yeah.
So I did, and I got 3 for a tenner. I was like, right. I got those 3. Your man Harlan Coben, I was there. His TV shows I like. I got 3 of them. And then there's this fella, Sebastian Barry, and I thought, oh, look at that.
Oh, yeah, the Didn't he win the what you call it prize?
Yeah, he won some prize. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The book writing prize,
or the Pulitzer or whatever it is.
He won the book writing prize.
Yeah, and there was one of them, and that one was on its own with 6 quid. I was not sure. I'm not doing that, so I got 3 of his for a tenner. Yeah, you know, 6 or 3 for a tenner. That's what makes no
sense. It's all about the value, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So then I had 6 books, and I thought, now I'm not sure if I'm into any of them, but what if I don't like them? And then I saw this other one, Hilary Mantel, Wolf Hall. This is also a trilogy. Apparently, it's like a real life sort of thing.
Right.
On England back in the day. It's like practically like Lord of the Rings, but it's all true. I says, I picked one of them up, Wolf Hall. I says, right, I get that as well. That's me done. And then I saw it's part of a trilogy. I went, right, should I get the 3 of them? I've 9. So I won't read them in 10 years. I won't read them.
That's what I find extraordinary.
I won't read them. It'll take me 10 years. Everyone's coming out with a spar with loaves of bread and eggs and Jack's Rolls and the whole lot. And I'm there, make way! A library under my arm. A library.
9 books, 2 dumbbells. I know I'm hoarding, but I don't care.
Yeah, and then what did I do? I went straight home and flicking through Netflix going, Jesus, nothing to watch. Nothing to watch.
But that's true, though. That has become now a thing for me, trying to find stuff again. Like,
oh, it's
how it's gotten is, you know the way you've missed out on series? Like, you know the way I never got into The Sopranos first
time
around?
Yes, yeah, that was your opportunity.
And I never really got into Breaking Bad. I tried to get into Breaking Bad or whatever.
So brilliant, yeah.
And so now I'm actually thinking, like, God, maybe I will. Because how many episodes of The Sopranos or series of The Sopranos?
Oh, I don't know. Like,
must be loads.
100 million.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So there's thinking, as many like, of them as I have chapters in me books, I think.
Like, will I actually go back and watch that?
Yeah, you might, but I can't do that because I know the end.
Yeah.
If I know the end ruins it on me.
I know, yeah. I don't know if I can take it on. It's like Mad Men. I watched, the start of Mad Men. Never got into that.
It's a great show. But it's too slow for you.
Yeah.
Get into The Morning Show. That's my recommendation to you, my gift
to
you.
That's the Jennifer Aniston one.
Yeah, it's on Apple TV. Right. So I'm not sure how you get it. I know somebody that got it. You know what I mean? Got it like an old illegal hand wash.
Same lad who got me dumbbells.
Yeah, exactly. Came with the dumbbells. But that's a great show, The Morning Show. Yeah, and it's one I'd say your missus might like it as well because it's near her business. She works in the telly land.
Yeah, maybe. Exactly.
I think
you
might like it. It's good. Steve Carell and Jennifer Aniston.
And it's the first time
ever
that
we're talking about. All anyone in the world talks about now is the virus and the telly.
Yeah.
What are you watching? Yeah. It's like drug deal. You come up to someone, have you gone out? I'm looking for about 6 episodes or something if you have it. Something I can just binge watch, get a day done. Just get through the day.
I know.
Just like literally like being on drugs, just need to get through the day.
Because I started watching this thing last night. There's only three episodes in it. Rillington Place or something it's called.
Oh, I've heard of it. I don't.
Your man, the guy that was in Tin Star and Would I Lie to You and all that sort of stuff. What's his name? Tim something or other, is it? Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Don't know.
But he's in it, right? But it's kind of, and it's, you know the one that you flicked by? The one that you flicked by loads of times?
Yeah.
You kind of saw it, maybe. And now it's gotten to the stage where, it'll have to be that now, won't it?
But to be fair,
it looks like it might be okay. It's based on true events. Your man's a murderer, and all that, which is my kind of thing.
You're watching it now. Oh, sure, it might be okay. I'm 6 episodes in. So if I got a decent half hour out, 12 of these.
But that's it.
It'll be worth it.
This is the first time I've ever kind of gone through and thought, there's literally nothing. There's nothing there appealing to me. Nothing shouting out
and
at me.
And it's going to get, and wait, you see what it's going to be like 2 months down the road.
Exactly.
Boy, Jesus.
Especially since they're not making anything, because they're under the same restrictions everybody else is.
Oh.
So you can't get any productions done.
No, nothing, yeah.
So, what we have is what we have.
I know, they'd be putting The Fall Guy up and all, and you'd be watching all the 80s shows. Jesus, when the pubs come open again, we're going to tear the doors down, aren't we?
I know, yeah.
It'd be people won't literally know if we're trying to order a drink or pull the bar down.
Actually, this would be a great time now for you to start pushing Naked Camera again.
Yeah, it's on the player. It's on the RTE player, actually.
But you get any royalties now if people start?
No. We had a 5-year deal, so what is it now? It's 50. Oh, it's actually it's 15 years. So if they showed the first one again, I'd actually get a couple of £100. Yeah.
This would actually be a great time to, that's assuming anybody had any money in television, but this would be a great time to sell all your shit ideas that got knocked back before.
Oh, yeah.
Not your ideas, they'd have to have been made. So if you had a really shit television show that flunked.
Oh, yeah.
You could go back and tell you, say, well, you're interested now, aren't you?
It's a great idea.
It's new, isn't it?
Oh, my God, it's a brilliant idea. I'm full of shit. I'm drawers of shit. Shit pilots, that's a great idea,
It's larger pilots.
I'll tell you what you're going to see a lot of on telly, though, and this is definitely going to happen. You're going to see loads of archive TV now, right? So, because it's 2020, right?
Right.
And they haven't got the money, or they have no crews, they can't come together to make it, so you're going to see loads of, we look back over the last 20 years of TV.
Yeah.
You're going
to
see loads.
Sheet to make and all that.
Yeah, absolutely shitloads that's going to come out. 20 years of the Late Late Show brought to you. It's going to be loads of those things coming out.
Either that or it's going to go back to the early days of Sky when the Ghost and Mrs. Muir were on the
fucking flying nuns. Yeah.
There'll be all this
Gidget and all that old crap.
All that bad stuff that you can buy for nothing from networks around the world.
Be exactly like that.
Murder, She Wrote will become fucking huge again.
We get back up to watch the cartoons on the Saturday morning in their pyjamas as 40 and 50 old men.
Yeah.
People go, what are you doing? I'm watching The Funnies.
Yeah.
The Funnies.
I tell you. Or there'll be a surgeon in, remember the black and white, Laurel and Hardy and George Formby and
Harold Lloyd. Yeah. How did that crazy madcap character do? Have you all that?
We'll be going around singing "Hooray for Harold Lloyd!"
Yeah, ha 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 ha, Harold Lloyd. He's such a wacky, crazy, and funny.
Tell you, we're actually going back in time.
We're going back.
Backwards.
I know. Who knew? I tell you something. I can't wait till this is over. But In the meantime, I suppose all this talk, and I can't think about anything else but this Indian food. I'm looking forward to this more than I've ever looked forward to a holiday. I'm never going on a holiday again. Look at the fucking trouble it causes. Jesus, the world is an awful kip.
Yeah, nobody leave. Wherever you are, stay where you are.
No, no, no. On holiday.
Good luck to it.
I go back to doing what they used to do years ago. Going on my holidays. Where are you going? Down a bait. Fuck. I'm going up the road. If I need that, I can come home.
Yeah, and I can still get the Ghost and Mrs. Muir on the telly.
And I can still watch me Laurel and Hardys and me funnies. All this modern shite. All it did was give us a fucking chicken virus.
Exactly.
The spray of the bleeding bat soup. Whatever the hell was going on.
Oh, right. Right, come on.
Okay, see you later.
Your Indian won't wait for you.